It's Fergus Reid. I'm the spokesperson for TV licensing in Scotland. That's right, it's obviously the start of a new academic year, which is going to bring a few changes to new and old students in Fife. But there has been a change to the TV licensing legislation. If the first time you do need to buy a TV licence to download or watch BBC programmes on demand. So as of the 1st of September, a licence is needed to download or watch BBC programmes on demand, and that's including catch-up TV on the BBC iPlayer. And we know that the iPlayer is a really popular route and platform for students to watch TV. It used to be years ago that TV was only ever watched in TV sets, but we know now with the digital revolution that students are making the most of handheld devices and also watching TV on laptops. So it's important that they do understand their responsibilities when it comes to TV licensing. Well, obviously, the TV licensing legislation is laid down by government. What we're trying to do is ensure that as many students as possible are aware of their obligations when it comes to watching TV. And we do that in a number of ways, first and foremost through media engagement, but we also work directly with campuses and student organisations to make the students aware, because there's obviously a risk for those that are caught watching TV without a licence of a fine of up to £1,000, and they obviously still have to buy the licence fee, so it could be potentially a costly mistake to make. The best way is actually through the TV licensing website, so tvlicensing.co.uk /studentinfo has all the information that they require, including information on a refund that students can apply for unused a portion of the licence that they don't require because they may well have moved home to, to live with their families over the summer period. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So, as I mentioned, the change in the law as of September requires that a licence will be needed to download or watch BBC programmes on demand, so that's including catch-up TV on the BBC iPlayer. It is true that you will not require to have a licence if you're only watching catch-up and other services, whether it's Netflix or the ITV service. What viewers do have to remember is if they're watching live TV in any way, shape or form, they are required to have a licence. And what we find is the vast majority of people who do watch TV are in some way, shape or form watching TV live at some point. So it's important that people do check the way they're watching TV and ensure that they're properly covered. So the website's a good reference point for students on the tvlicensing.co.uk student info page. And also there's an opportunity there for them to double check the legislation as regards refunds so they can ensure that they're not, paying for a licence when they're not actually at university. Yeah, absolutely. So there's a proportion of the licence that the students can apply a refund for. What we're conscious of is that there are a lot of students that perhaps are only living for a proportion of the year in campus or in shared accommodation, so they're able to go on and apply for a proportion of the licence to be refunded to them if they move home at a point during the course of the year. No, that's all. Thanks a lot. So if I hit pause there, yeah, 07971 58.